Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to conclude the 23rd Perek of Masech HaShabbos and begin, Be'ez Hashem, the last 24th and last Perek of Masech HaShabbos. So we are up to Perek Chav Gimel Mishneh Hei. So again, we're talking about how to deal with dead people on Shabbos. Someone who dies, because we were talking about how Chefzei Mitzvah includes the idea of preparing an Aron and Tachrichim, and therefore you're allowed to talk about such things on Shabbos. So Olsin Kol Tzorchei Meis. You could do whatever the Meis needs on Shabbos. So you could rub him with oil and rinse him with water. But you can't move any of his limbs because he's muktza. The body itself is muktza. So you could touch it because there's no isra of touching muktza. It's a very big misconception that a lot of people have. They think you're not allowed to touch muktza. There's no isra of touching muktza. There's an isra of tiltal muktza. You're only not allowed to move muktza. Shomtin es hakar mitachta v'matilin aso alachol. You could pull out a mattress from underneath the dead body, and therefore he'll be directly on the sand that's below the mattress. So so you're not allowed to pick him up, but you could like sort of slide out the mattress from underneath him. Bishvil shiyamtin, so that he won't decompose. He'll be on the cold ground, and the body will remain. If he was on the mattress, the body would get too warm and would decompose. Koshem es halechi. If his mouth is falling open, you could tie something around the jaw to keep his mouth closed. Lo sheyale elish lo yosef, not to close the mouth, but just that the mouth won't fall open any further. V'chein kore shenishbara. Similarly, if you have a beam that breaks in your ceiling, somchenosa besafsol o baruch samita, you could support the broken beam with a bench or with boards of a bed. Lo shetale, not to lift up the beam, elish lo tosef, but that shouldn't sag and sink any more than it already has. So these are things that you're allowed to do to maintain the status quo, but just not to fix that which happens. Going back to dead bodies, you're not allowed to close the eyes of the dead body on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to move the body. So moving his eyelids is also moving him. And also you're not allowed to close his eyes as soon as the Yitzias Nefesh happens, because we're afraid that maybe he's not really dead yet, so any slight touch, just like you're not allowed to touch a goses, so any slight touch might be memaher misaso, it might hasten his death and kill him. V'ma'amitz mitzias nefesh harez ha'shofich damim. And therefore we say that if you do close his eyes as soon as he dies, that's a violation of shvichas damim. It's ki'ilu, you're murdering the person, because as far as you know, the person may still be alive. The Gemara says that, first of all, Bar Tzinura says over here, Shabadavar Muat Mekariv Misaso, that with a very slight movement it will hasten his death. And the Gemara says that it's like a flame that's flickering out. So when you put a finger on the flame, like it immediately gets extinguished. So the same thing over here. So now we move on to the 24th and final parak of Masech HaShabbos. Misha Hech Shech Baderech. If someone is on a road as Shabbos is arriving, it's getting dark, and you realize you're not going to get to your destination in time for Shabbos. So nosin kisa l'nachri, you can give your money pouch to a nachri to carry into the city for you, even though you're not allowed to do Amir al-Nachri on Shabbos. Over here, the Rabbanim were more makel, because if you were to tell the guy he's got to leave his wallet on the road, a lot of people wouldn't follow that halacha, and they would end up carrying it themselves. So better that a person should violate Amir al-Nachri than to violate carrying in Rosh Hashanah b'midah oraisa. So better to give it to a Nachri, and even better it's to give it to the Nachri before Shabbos starts, so you won't be handling muktza on Shabbos, but you could even give it to him once Shabbos has already begun. And if you don't have a nachri with you, then put it on a donkey, and the donkey will carry it for you. Using an animal to carry something Rosh Hashanah is also usur, because that's an isur d'oraisa. The Torah says lo sasakol melacha ato uvehemtecha, that even your animal shouldn't be doing melacha for you. That's the violation situation of mechamer. So normally that would be aser, but over here they were matir. As long as you put the wallet on the animal while the animal is walking, because then it won't be a violation of an isidaraisa, because there's no real akira vahanacha, because it's just in continuous motion, and therefore you're better to do that than to carry it yourself. Now the Mishnah talks about something else, where you get to the city with a donkey that's already loaded, and Shabbos starts. You get to the outermost chatzar in the city, and you begin to take off your packages from your donkey. No telas hakelim ani talim b'Shabbos. You can take off anything that's not mukta. V'she'in li talim b'Shabbos, but those kelim that are mukta, matir sachaval v'asaknof l'me'aleim. What you should just do is untie the ropes that are holding them onto the saddle, and the bags of the mukta items will fall down on their own, rather than you have to actually do anything, rather than you have to handle them on your own. So you just undo the ropes that are holding it onto the saddle, and it will fall away on its own. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Hey, we learned that you could take care of whatever tzarchei hames are needed, as long as you don't move the dead body. You're allowed to pull out the mattress from underneath the dead body so that it'll be on the cold ground and he won't decompose. You could tie his jaw so that the gape in his mouth doesn't get bigger, but you're not allowed to tie it closed if it's already open. Similarly, if a beam breaks in the ceiling, you could put some support underneath it so that it doesn't sag further, but not to lift it up from what it's already sagging. You're not supposed to close the eyes of a dead body on Shabbos, and even on a weekday, you're not supposed to close the eyes of a body as soon as the person dies, because that's like you're being shofech damim, since it may kill the person. And then Peruch Avdal Mishnah Aleph, we said that if you're running late and it's Erev Shabbos and you're outside of the city, you should give your wallet to a nachri, and if you don't have a nachri, then just put it on the donkey as the donkey is walking. If you have a donkey laden with packages and you get to the outermost chatzar in the city, what you should do is take those kelim that are not mukta off of the donkey, and those kelim that are mukta, you could just untie and let them fall to the ground on their own. Next time we'll pick up with the 24th Paragam Masechet Shabbos, Mishnah Beis.